Let's get to this week's Cypress Hills Destination Area Piffles Player Profile.
I really want to know. Tell me who are you.
This week you're going to get to learn a little bit more about the man they call Swerve. Kyren Moore, number 85 of the Riders, one of the newest receivers and kind of taking the team and league by storm here. Here's our conversation with Kyren Moore.
Now, in the few short weeks that you've been here so far, you've shown that potential that you have and you've had some success so far. In your own words, what do you bring to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders?
I would have to say I bring energy and playmaking ability, you know, and most definitely energy. If I don't bring nothing else, I bring energy.
What's the hardest part for you about being a professional football player?
I have to say just adjusting to not being in college anymore, you know, from whether it's watching film with the older guys and understanding the film, you know, not just watching just to watch myself, but to watch the DBs, you know, and against the people who I'm going against. And taking care of my body. You know, and that plays a big part because my roommate, Shaq Evans, you know, we be driving, me, him, and Jordan just be riding around and stuff, and Shaq like to stay after, you know, to like get in the sun and all of that. So him staying helped me take care of my body more.
What's he like as a roommate? Like, is he a smelly guy? Is he snore all the time? Or
No. Matter of fact, I got my roommates with Shaq and Jordan, actually. And it's crazy because, you know, we the three rookies or whatever. But Shaq, he pretty laid, chill, laid back. Shaq got an old soul. You know, like if you ask Shaq his playlist, you know, we got a lot of throwback music, you know, before my time. So sometimes I don't be knowing the song that he be listening to.
I'm gonna say you're the young guy on the team. Do the vets kind of pick you on you a little bit?
You know they gonna say they little jokes, you know. They gonna have a Chris Jones, like, you don't even have hair on your chest. You 18, you know, even though I'm 21. But, you know, they gonna come with their little jokes. You know, he's all playing the game, so I joke back with him.
So the nickname Swerve, mm-hmm. How did that come about?
Matter of fact, DC asked the game in that Deron called it. We was in practice. It was probably like the first day. And we did one-on-ones, and, you know, I caught the ball, made a couple people miss. He said, we're going to call you Swerve from now on. And it just went from the receiving group to the lineman to Coach Jones. So now everybody just calling me Swerve.
Nobody calls you Tiny anymore? I hear that was your nickname before.
Yeah. See, they just for people. Really, the only people that called me that was like my closest, my teammates in college. And that name came because when I first got into college, I was like 5'9", 145. So that's how that name came.
So you had a big growing spurt, now you're like 5'10".
Yeah. Yeah.
Who or what influences your life?
I had to say my mom and my dad. From like growing, you know, and like living, like making decisions, you know. I had to say them, and like as far as like on the football field. Well, really, my mom sent me a text message, a motivation text message. Really almost every morning, you know, it just be different, just something that's just on her mind, you know, like every morning she'll send me some type of motivational message, you know. My dad called me, he'll pray on the phone with me, you know. So like as far as that type of stuff laying down, it's my mom and them. But like on the field, I made my mama a promise my freshman year in college that I was gonna take her shoe shopping in Italy. You know, and that always been my goal. Like, every time I just don't feel like coming out here, I just think about it. I got to take my mom's shoe shopping to Italy, you know. And I say that's the biggest thing on football. And then my uncle that died, you know, I write his name on my wrist every game, you know. And he the one who taught me how to play football, really. So he's a big motivation. And then my grandma also that died last year, she's also a big motivation in football.
Now, you mentioned your uncle. We heard that you had almost given up football after he passed away. Mm-hmm. What kept you going? What kept you playing football?
Well, I say after my senior year, when I wasn't, like, I feel like I was good enough to play, you know, in college, you know. But, and, like, it's like times was coming and my homeboy was getting, like, big offers from Mississippi State, Alabama, Florida, you know, teams like that. And I wasn't getting no interest, you know, and I just felt like, okay, well, maybe it's my time just to, you know, just to stop playing. And the last week of signing day, I got an offer. And I was like, okay, that's God telling me don't give up, you know. And so that's just where I took it.
Now, when you first tried out for the Riders in the off season, did Chris Jones say anything specifically to you at all?
He told me, if it was in Alabama, I was at tryout. He told me, he pulled me to the side after he saw me do a couple one-on-ones. And he was like, yeah, man, I know that you training for your pro day, you getting ready for your pro day, but I know that you'll tear it up in this league, you know. And he told me that from the jump. That was January 20th, the exact date, actually. And I remember him telling me that, so that just stuck with me throughout the whole process.
Now, away from football a little bit, what's your best hidden talent?
Best hidden talent. I don't know. I just have to say making people laugh. You know, no matter, I might just tell a joke, or I might just be joking with an old lineman or something, but it's making people laugh.
And old linemen aren't funny, so if you can make them laugh, you've made it, right?
Yeah.
Sweet or salty snacks?
Sweet.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I say it has to be. It's between two pieces of bread.
Interesting. I think you're wrong on that. It's, a hot dog is just by itself. It's its own entity. There's sandwiches, and then there's like hamburgers, and there's hot dogs. Right? What is Kyron Moore watching on TV right now?
To be honest, I'm either watching TSN or I'm finding some movie. My dad was a big movie guy, so I'm finding some type of good movie. Or it's either that, or I'm giving Shaq a look, and like, it's time to play 2K. You know, we play 2K all the time, every day. So it's either I'm watching a movie or watching TSN or playing Shaq in 2K.
And what teams are you guys?
I'm getting the Rockets and he getting the Thunder. No matter, I switch it up occasionally, but no matter what, you playing Shaq, you know he getting the Thunder. He getting the Thunder. He loves the Thunder.
No one's allowed to be the Warriors though, right?
Yeah. I mean, I tell them all the time, they can get the Warriors, you know. But I think since all of us like competitors, you know, they think getting the Warriors is the easy way out. So nobody gets the Warriors.
What did you know about Saskatchewan before coming up here?
Nothing. I'm gonna be honest, nothing. I didn't even know about the CFL until I talked to Coach Jones. And that's just something. I didn't know anything about it. Like, going to the tryout, and, you know, he had me doing the waggle and stuff. I'm like, Coach, what is this? But it worked to my advantage, so I wouldn't complain.
So once winter hits here and you're going to be around, it's going to be like minus 20, minus 30. That's going to be a big shock for you, isn't it?
It's getting cold to me now. You know, being in Alabama, especially in September, early September, it's getting cold now. And I tell naming them all the time. I say, man, when it get cold, I'm useless.
What is the one thing that Rider fans should know about Kyron Moore?
I love this place and I love to have fun. No matter what it is, I love to have fun and I love to make people laugh.
And final one for you here. Most important question we'll ask you. Mm-hmm. Dogs or cats?
Dogs. Dogs. I don't like cats. Well, yeah, no, I don't like cats at all. It's a crazy story. My brother asked me, I chased by a cat when he was younger.
Did he get away from it?
He did. I don't know. I told him the cat just didn't feel like running that day. You know. But yeah, he did. Most definitely dogs, though.